Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hello, my name is Ben Brown, and I'm the director and curator of the Clark Historical Museum. On April 22nd, from noon to 3, we will be hosting a free to the community Living History Day sponsored by Provident Credit Union. There will be demonstrations of Native American basket weaving, a presentation on constructing a dugout canoe, hand quilters, and a Fort Humboldt soldier. Today, I'm going to talk about the 2014 donation of over 200 baskets from Albert and Vivian Hailstone, written by Ron Johnson. The donation of the Hailstone Collection is a magnificent gift to the Clark Museum. The basic collection consists of baskets Vivian put aside from those she was selling at the IU Cui gift shop in Hoopa beginning in 1959 and ran for about 40 years. Then her son Albert added other baskets to the collection. Thus, this collection is mostly from the revival period and primarily consists of made for the trade or baskets made for sale. Vivian's belief was that baskets were art, not just craft. The trinket or fancy basket is at the heart of made-for-the-trade baskets and are the most numerous in this collection. There are also some wonderful flower trays and other utility baskets made much earlier. The Hailstone collection is mostly Yurok baskets, whereas the Hoover collection is primarily Karuk baskets. Both collections have over 200 baskets and perfectly complement each other in the Clark Museum's overall holdings. The Hoover collection is mostly from the golden age of basket weaving beginning in the 1880s to the 1930s. The Hailstone collection is from the revival period beginning in the 1950s for about 40 years. This collection has a large number of baskets by known weavers, which is rare in most museum collections. These include most of the greatest Yurok weavers: Amy Smoker, Ella Johnson, Lena McCovey, Queen James, Ada Charles, and other well-known weavers. This was a period in which small trinket and tobacco baskets were favored, and there are many beautiful examples in this collection. In addition, there are Karuk baskets by the Davis sisters, Madeline and Grace. Perhaps the most finely woven baskets in the collection are two attributed to Louisa Hickox from the 1920s. These were added to the collection by Albert. Vivian herself was a talented weaver, teacher, and advocate for basketry. She specialized in medallions, which were well represented in the collection. She was certainly among the most prolific creators of medallions. These became very popular since they were mainly hung around the neck and hers were backed with buckskin. She may also have assembled and finished medallions by other weavers. There are so many beautiful baskets in the collection that viewers will undoubtedly be awed. The Clark Museum is very honored to be the recipient of this great collection, and all of us extend our warmest thanks to Albert Hailstone for his vision and generosity. Please visit the museum to see this wonderful collection, and join us this Saturday at noon to see history comes alive. This is Ben Brown with another community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.